Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
It is Gimme 5. It is 10 seconds on the clock. Random question. 5 correct answers and you become a champion. High score of the week. It's Thursday and it's 1. So let's see if Gareth and the two Stooges with him can give us better than 1. Of course, the two Stooges won't be able to play. We'll explain that. They can feed the answer, but can't hear them. Actually, the pleasure of meeting the three of these boys in the tack room in Athlone. What were you doing?
We were in college. HGV mechanics. We're in college again now too, but we're in Dublin.
Oh, okay. So is that like placement or a bit of work on the side?
No, it's an apprenticeship. So okay. We're doing our phase 4 in Dublin now.
Gareth, whereabouts are you from yourself?
Monaghan.
And I don't know if you heard us talking then about some county stereotypes earlier on. I said when I think of Monaghan, I think of people loving jiving. Is that a fair stereotype?
That wouldn't be wrong, yeah.
I haven't mortally offended you, so have I?
No, not a bit.
Good stuff.
What else do you think represents Monaghan?
Mushrooms and dirty diesel.
The three exports: jiving, mushrooms, dirty diesel, washed diesel, you would say.
Aye, that'd be it.
You wouldn't be clogging up any good cars with your dirty diesel.
No, not a bit.
Just to explain, the two Stooges that are there with you, we can't hear them. We had enough drama last week. So they can feed you answers very quietly, but as long as we don't hear the two boys and only yourself, Gareth, we're all good.
Right.
Good man. Gareth, are you ready to play?
Oh, for luck, I'll give it a good go, innit?
That's the attitude.
That's the stuff, Gareth.
That we want. Do it for Monaghan in 10 seconds. Gareth, will you please give me 5? Acts who have represented Ireland at the Eurovision. Go.
Dustin the Turkey.
Yeah.
I don't know, anyways. Jedmur, did he? You won there last year that had all the frilly things and she was like a goth or something. I haven't a clue. No point saying I do.
Sorry, I loved how you said Jedward did he? As if the most famous thing about Jedward isn't the fact that they're twins and there are two of them. Do you know what, Gareth? We're laughing here. We came into this call with a high score of 1 and you gave us 2.
Gareth, you've only one more day to weigh it out. This could be the lowest high score winner of all time on Gimme 5. That would be saying something. Your frilly ones, a goth or something.
Bambi Thug was who you were trying to think of, Gareth.
Who was it?
Bambi Thug.
Oh, that's the one is right. Yeah, couldn't think.
Gareth, well done, sir. You sit on top of the leaderboard and I hope that we get to catch up again on some Eurovision knowledge.
Aye, not a bother.
Gareth and the two Stooges sitting in the van coming out of Dublin. Back to college in Athlone. They're doing an apprenticeship and that was stunning. The best of the week. And yes, the tip of his tongue just couldn't get Bambi Thug out.
Or get to Linda Martin or Johnny Logan, who of course are the real icons of Irish Eurovision.
Or Mickey Jo Hart or Charlie and Paul Harrington, Donna and Joe.
Dervish.
So many. That was excellent. Will Gareth win out? Will they be the overall winner tomorrow? Well, you could stop them. WhatsApp, Gimme 5. One more shot. And the high score is currently 2. This is definitely the lowest high score we're going into of a Friday.
Absolutely, it is. So are you going to come along and blitz it all the way tomorrow? Yeah, it's your opportunity to do it.
Hey! Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.